On the show today, we have Advantage Analytics Vice President and Chief Analytics Officer Chris Nicholas talking to us about, well, what is predictive analytics and how are credit unions using it? So check it out. On today's program, we're talking a little predictive analytics from Advantage Analytics, Chris Nicholas. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that. So, I mean, to start out with, what exactly is predictive analytics? Because I think this is still might be a little science fiction for a lot of people. If you could kind of clear us up on this, that'd be great.
I'd love to, Mike. I think it's actually pretty simple.
Okay.
So if you think about it, the whole goal of predictive analytics is to be able to predict an unknown when you have a lot of data about that unknown. And what I can do to make that a little simpler is imagine you want to predict the price of a house.
Right.
Right. You think about what this house worth. How would I go about doing that? Well, the simplest way would be to say, okay, what's the square footage? What's the size of the lot? How many bathrooms does it have? How many bedrooms does it have? And if you know some basic information like that, and maybe the sale of other homes in the area,
right,
you can use that information to understand how it relates to the actual price of the home and build a predictive model or an algorithm that actually predicts that price. And then you can use that algorithm over and over again with different variables, so two bedrooms versus three,
okay,
and come up with an outcome that describes that price.
And this is used often in, can you fill in the blank?
It's used all over business.
Okay.
And it's used in multiple applications. Everything from predicting attrition for customers,
mm-hmm,
to predicting what products you'll buy from a company, to even predicting within the credit union space, indirect members and how they'll actually convert to,
mm-hmm,
active members.
Mm-hmm.
You can use to predict balances, what products you'll buy, what devices you'll use to buy those products. Do you buy online? Do you buy, you know, via mail? Do you buy over the phone? All types of things.
Okay. And so how prevalent is this being used in the credit union industry today, or even maybe even other industries as well?
I would say it's used extensively across all industries.
Yeah.
I might venture to say that within the credit union industry, it could be used more, for sure.
Yeah.
I know today within our business, we're pushing into the credit industry three models today that are widely desired. And one is, like I mentioned earlier, trying to figure out which customers are going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So in a tricky model. The other one we focus heavily on is how to convert indirect members, so those who acquire their loans through another party besides the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is a really common, very desired model is lead generation. So as a credit union, how do I look in the general market across the population and find people that would be good members for my credit union? Very common uses.
Okay. And so now, and then kind of the end result here, the benefits, what's kind of the benefit message here for using predictive analytics? Is kind of like staying ahead of the curve, basically, or what's the upside here?
Well, I think it's the first one is how do you capitalize on the wealth of the data that you have,
mm-hmm,
as a business, right? Credit unions have a ton of data. And the second one is how do you take advantage of the finite resources you have at your disposal? So credit unions don't have unlimited employees. So you can imagine if we could figure out who the customers are that are most likely to leave their organization,
mm-hmm,
and rank them in a very effective way, we could have credit unions reach out to those members and make offers or try to understand better why they're likely to leave.
Right.
Hopefully arrest that attrition and minimize it.
Is it taken like I'm trying to use an example, like somebody suddenly stops using their checking account or they pay off a car loan or something like that. And then you can kind of use that data to go, oh, hey, well, maybe, you know, Mr. Smith is not an active member anymore. Maybe we can reach out to him or something like that. Is that something?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you've got it. So
okay.
I would say a reduction in transactions. So you're not using your ATM anymore. Let's just say you stop paying your bills with online bill pay. That would be a significant sign to a financial institution that you're lowering your level of engagement.
Gotcha.
I think another one to think about would be a reduction in your balances, or if you're dropping or reducing the number of products or relationships you have with the entity.
Mm-hmm.
So those are really common variables that we would use. We would also augment that data with purchased third-party data, where we could learn more about an individual to actually create even broader insight.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be the types of publications you're reading. It could be where you're shopping. It could be all kinds of different things that would indicate your likelihood to leave an organization.
Yeah, they can also, I mean, you can also see, I guess, within a member's account where they're shopping and payments and all that type of stuff, and you can kind of predict things that way as well.
Yep, and I'd say that the final component of that is as we're actually creating those opportunities to reach out to a member, in this case for attrition, we're gonna have a lot of treatments, right? We may send you a direct mail piece, we may reach out to you with an online ad, we may actually make a phone call to you. And every time we try to interact with a member, we're collecting more data and learning what works and what doesn't. So the models are really important and they're really powerful. But the secondary piece of that treatment, so how do we actually reach out to the member in the case of attrition? And what treatments are found appealing versus the ones that are not? And what's the mode of treatment that works the best? So a phone call, you know, an email, what works best? All of that information gets factored in to make us smarter and make us more effective.
Yeah. And from the member's perspective, it's got to be pretty cool because it lets them know that, hey, you know what, my credit union knows me. They know what I'm doing without being creepy, I guess.
Yeah, so the whole they know me concept, I think it's super, super important.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's an excuse to reach out to a member. So members you may not necessarily treat or you may not interact with, it gives you an opportunity to interact with them and demonstrate that you value them.
Yeah, there's a ton of upside here. So this is pretty advanced work here, and it's not your typical IT function at a credit union. I mean, who typically does this at a credit union?
If they're lucky enough to have data scientists on staff, I would say they'd have their data scientists or their higher level business analysts doing it. My guess is most don't have that level of resource or that skill set in-house.
Yeah.
But those are typically the skills. You think about it, it's a data scientist, someone who actually builds these models and infers these outcomes. There's also the data side, right? So data engineers and data analysts, folks who are pulling all that data together to help create that picture that we're going to use to build our algorithm. So those are typically the skill sets, and in my experience, most credit unions don't have that wealth of resources.
Right. So they would reach out to a third-party vendor, so to speak, and use their expertise?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, cool. And so where can people get more info here, Chris, to kind of wrap up here? Where can people find out more about predictive analytics and how to use it properly?
Yeah, so I'd love to have them come visit our website at www.advantageanalytics.com. That's a good place to start. Or reach out to our sales team.
Right on. Very cool. All right, Chris, anything else to add to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here on predictive analytics for credit unions?
If you're looking to do predictive analytics, please reach out to us.
There you got it. All right, great message to end on. Chris, thank you so much. Everybody, Chris Nicholas from Advantage Analytics. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.